Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The Miami Herald this week posted the headline, "Governor Ron DeSantis shows what a powerful man with thin skin can do." The Florida newspaper called DeSantis's fight against Disney revenge. Disney spoke out against a parental rights law that critics call "Don't Say Gay." DeSantis has proven his willingness to punish those who cross him. The article goes on to say, until Disney opposed "Don't Say Gay," there was virtually no talk about the company running their own improvement district for its theme parks and resorts. Then, Disney opened its mouth and the company-controlled district near Orlando became a target. Lawmakers last year rushed a bill to dissolve the district, but they didn't address the fact that they would stick Florida taxpayers with nearly $1 billion in Disney debt. This year, they reworked the legislation to rename the district and give the governor authority to appoint the people running it. But Disney outmaneuvered the governor, and he has vowed revenge. The party of fewer government restrictions on business is imposing more restrictions on a business just because they didn't like what Disney said. Disney World opened in Orlando in 1971, 7 years before Ron DeSantis was born. The resort is the largest theme park in the world. Alex Horenstein, a professor of economics in the Miami Herbert Business School, explained how Disney World's growth changed the landscape of Florida's economy. Disney World attracts around 50 million tourists a year and generates more than 700,000 jobs directly, making it the biggest single-site employer in the U.S. The millions of tourists visiting Disney World not only spend money at the resort, but also across the city and the state of Florida. Horenstein estimates Orlando businesses receive an additional $73 billion annually in business sales impact. The Miami Herald writes, so much as the governor's thirst for payback, he floated the idea of selling off state-owned utilities and buying land within the district that Disney doesn't own, developing as the state sees fit. DeSantis said, maybe a state park, maybe another amusement park, maybe we need another state prison. Who knows? The possibilities are endless. Now remember, DeSantis is only going after Disney, not Florida's other theme parks like Universal Orlando or Busch Gardens. Busch Gardens are no longer owned by Budweiser, or DeSantis would have to go after them for being endorsed by a transgender actress. DeSantis criticized Bud Light, but has not yet tried to legislate them into obedience. Does an elected official have the right to abuse their power and clamp down on a business because they don't like what they said? Only if they get reelected. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.